Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
As I sat down to prepare this brief message, I couldn't help notice that it will go public December the 7th. Now, I'm of that generation that can still remember Pearl Harbor. Actually, I remember laying on a couch as a 7-year-old boy and hearing the news of the attack. I can remember the words of our president, "Yesterday, December the 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by the naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan." Who can forget that? Well, there's another thing I remember about that day. When the Japanese planes attacked our base, the man who led the attack was a young Japanese officer by the name of Mitsuo Fujita. It was his voice that echoed over the radio to his bomber squadron, "Tora, Tora, Tora," meaning attack, attack. The reason I know that is that when the war was over, Mitsuo Fujita was given a gospel pamphlet as he walked the streets of Tokyo. It was one written by Jacob Ishizer, former prisoner of the Japanese who had suffered terribly under their cruelty. But Ishizer had found forgiveness in Christ, self, and for his enemies. And Jake Ishizer's testimony moved the heart of Mitsuo Fujita. The man who once attacked us became a fervent follower of Jesus Christ and a warm friend to America. And that's still the power of the gospel. It can replace bitterness with forgiveness and turn enemies into fondest friends. If you've never experienced that power, why not celebrate this date by asking Christ to forgive and change your life as well? He really will.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.